Hello everyone, and welcome to Chemistry is Everywhere, a show where I will talk about chemistry in our daily lives and in the world around us. Now let's talk about matter that is a bit more personally interesting to us. It is our body. Our body is an amazingly complex chemical factory. Everything you hear, see, smell, taste, and touch involves chemical reactions. And now my question to you is, what is our body mostly made of? What are we mostly made of? And the answer I usually get is water. On average, our body consists for about 55% of water. And what is water mostly made of? Water is H2O, two hydrogens, one oxygen. But now scientists, they think in terms of amount of mass, and not so much in numbers. So the atomic mass of hydrogen is 1, and of oxygen is 16. So 2 hydrogens, 1 oxygen, that means that water is mostly made of oxygen. And if you look at our body in general, it's made for about 65% of oxygen. Yeah, most of that is in the water. 18% carbon, and all the hydrocarbons, fat, muscle. 9.5% hydrogen, also partly in the water, but also in fat and muscle tissue. Then there's about 3% nitrogen in our DNA, in the essential amino acids. About 1.5% calcium in our bones mainly. And about 1% of phosphorus. That's in our DNA and in most of our enzymes. So 99% of our body consists of only 6 elements. There are millions of chemical reactions happening in the body, and they drive the processes that keep the body alive. Collectively, these are referred to as metabolism. There are 6 main processes based on the purpose. First of all, there's nutrition. That's obtaining food needed to supply energy and building materials for the structures in the body. Then there's respiration, and that's the release of energy from the nutrients, from the food. We will talk specifically about the role of oxygen in this. Third, there's excretion, and that is mainly the elimination of waste products of the body's metabolism, for example, carbon dioxide and urea. We will talk about water, the role of water and the function of the kidneys in that respect. Then there's growth, synthesizing proteins and other materials needed to make body parts or repairs to body structures. Then there's movement, moving structures or materials within the body, or moving the whole of the body from place to place. Calcium for the bones is important in this respect. Then there is what is called sensitivity, and that is detecting and responding to changes within the body and in the world around us. Thank you. Water plays an important role in the chemistry of all these processes. First of all, it acts as a building material. It converts food to components that are needed in our cells. Then it helps to transport oxygen and food all over the body. It regulates our internal body temperature by sweating. This evaporation of water requires energy, and this is taken from the body, and it results in a drop of temperature. Then water acts as a shock absorber for the brain, spinal cord, and the fetus. It lubricates joints, forms saliva. And last but not least, it flushes body waste through our kidneys. Kidneys are a really amazing set of filters, sensors, and activators. They balance the amount of fluid in the body, and they detect waste in our blood. Waste such as urea that is formed by conversion of proteins. In the next season, we will go deeper into the chemistry of the kidneys, but we would need to cover some theoretical aspects first. Oxygen is an important ingredient in the body chemistry that converts food to energy. Without oxygen, your cells cannot produce the chemicals they need to function. Chemistry makes sense of how oxygen is transported through your bloodstream, and there's a chemical called hemoglobin that travels back and forth between your lungs and your cells, carrying oxygen. Chemical reaction that occurs when hemoglobin returns to the lungs produces carbon dioxide, or CO2. And that is why you breathe out carbon dioxide. And that's a funny thing. Us humans, we absorb oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide, whereas plants, trees, they absorb carbon dioxide and they breathe oxygen. In the next episode, we will go into the chemistry of plants and the carbon chemistry. This was Chemistry is Everywhere. Hope you enjoyed it and look forward to have you on the next episode. If you liked it, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. See you next time.